A mutant is very dangerous to you because he flies faster than you do and shoots at you.
Welcome to the League of Casual Gamers podcast, your hardcore podcast for casual gaming. I am your host, Brian, and I'm here with Jay, the money man, Moolah.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
And the man who was way too boosted for his own face, but we call him B.
What's happening, boys?
Look, we got a great show for him today, guys. We're talking everything inside Xbox. Last Thursday, Xbox had a great by someone's standards, I guess. But they had a conference. They had a nice little announcement. They showed
an announcement. They had a video.
Yeah, they allegedly showed us some gameplay for some video games. So we are all reaction today.
In this game, the object is for you to kill everything coming at you and to avoid being killed.
And you will die.
Jay, I want to get your reaction. Brandon, I want to get your reaction. I want to get your thoughts on what did you think about the show? And then what does this mean? You know, where are we left after all this?
Yeah.
Before we get started, make sure you guys don't forget you can always catch LCG Pod on all major podcast platforms at League of Casual Gamers and catch us on all social media at LCG Pod. We are on IGTV.
Woo!
Woo! But let's go ahead and jump into it, guys. So last Thursday, Xbox had a nice little presentation going into it. There's a lot of hype, right? They told us that Ubisoft told us who is the creators of Assassin's Creed Valhalla. We got some information from Xbox that they are going to show us gameplay from the next gen system, the Xbox Series X.
Sound the alarm. We're going to get gameplay.
No. Let me tell you where they went wrong. They said, "You want games? We got games. Sunday." Like they did all that shit and got everybody hyped and fell flat on their face.
I mean, is flat on their face not an overstatement? Like it is. It was really, really bad. I think
they said, and I quote, "It will change the game."
Did they say that?
That's what they tweeted out. It said it was going to change the game.
Right.
And there's so many puns in there, but still, like, that's the type of hype level they were billing for themselves. You know, it's not like, you know, some stupid guy on Twitch or CNET was going, "Oh, this is going to change the game, guys." No, fuck you. This was Microsoft. They said it. And so they set their own bar. And
spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the video yet or the conference yet, the game was, in fact, not changed. Jay, what is your reaction, dude? What were you feeling after you watched the presentation?
I wanted my half an hour back. I never felt more disappointed, and actually it put me a step back from wanting to invest any, let's say, dollars in a upcoming new release for Xbox.
Oh, we're gonna get there. System. We're gonna get there. Because the Series X.
Yeah, I once again, Xbox is doing this kind of fall flat on your face moment where they want to get out first, they want to be the hype guy, they want to be in front of everybody, and when it comes time, I've said it before, I'll say it again, the what's going to sell the systems are your gaming exclusives. I don't need to know about all the third party tricks that you have in your bag and all this other stuff. What are the games? Why would I buy Xbox X Platinum, whatever it's called? I didn't see it this time. I don't think I'm gonna see it again. You know what, and you know, on the heels of all that, they're promising to do a review or release of upcoming, I guess, cinematic trailers of Halo and some of their other console exclusives, but too little too late, I think, for a lot of people. And as of right now, I'm looking squarely at PlayStation 5.
Well, to be clear, so Xbox did say that this was going to be a third-party gameplay reveal conference, and that their first-party titles are coming later on this year. We're thinking sometime around June about when we would have otherwise expect them to announce some information to E3. To provide a little bit more context to the listeners, we got gameplay, quote-unquote, gameplay reveal from Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Bright Memory.
Did you call it gameplay reveal? I thought it was just a pretty trailer. It was an in-game trailer. You know, it wasn't a going through a mission of a game. It was like, look at what my system can do. And by the way, it looked just like the day one Xbox system I have on my shelf right now.
Where is that, Brandon?
They said, well, so Xbox came out and put out like a little bit of a half apology saying that maybe there was confusion about the expectations of what was going to be shown.
You told me I was going to get next gen.
Exactly.
Gameplay. I'm just going to change the game.
Zero confusion. You said gameplay. You did not give gameplay. Now, there are some shots in there that did look like it was rendered from a play experience, and so they could legally
game cinematics. That's what it was.
Yes, exactly.
You're playing the game, this video plays. That's right. In-game cutscenes. We were seeing in-game cutscenes.
Right, exactly. There was the classic jumping on top of people and stabbing and everything like that. I mean, it's they set high expectations and they did not meet them. And it's not even just because like I actually thought some of the games look pretty interesting. And there were some titles there, and then I'm like, oh, I want to look more into this. But what they promised you was something that was going to blow your socks off, and that's what these next gen systems have done in the past, and it's just not there. And IGN put out a great expose today, a great piece about managing our expectations for these systems moving forward.
Yeah.
And it literally has to do with the fact that we're really reaching the tip of our technology in terms of graphic expectations. In part, they wrote, graphics have currently plateaued. The extra polygons and higher resolution textures that came with previous generation leaps that made for really noticeable next gen leaps, they're just not going to be there anymore. Like we have to start thinking about these systems not so much as these next graphic steps forward, but you know, using the power and the teraflops to load your game faster and just the
frames per second, guys. Detail. They're selling us games on frames per second. That's what's really getting you jizzed, isn't it?
So it's going to be improved lighting, improved hair effects, better water simulation. It's the little minute details that we like, but I think if you start to look a little bit closer, I mean, even in the Valhalla trailer, the hair and the on his beard and his hair and the grass that's blowing around and the water, you know, Assassin's Creed is now doing a lot more stuff on the water. Those things are going to be in a much more tighter and crisper detail. Whereas at first glance, those aren't things that are gonna really, really kill you. I mean, throw you back in your seat. But these are things that are gonna be great. That and the game is gonna be seamless because it's gonna load in a microsecond.
From the words of Jay Moolah, you can't sell me a system just because the water is wetter. Am I right, Jay?
Yeah, water's wet.
Like, it's just, you know, the wind's going to blow harder, the hair's going to swish faster, and the water's going to be a little wetter. I get it. Now, from a conference standpoint, I did see games like Ascent, which was a first-person shooter, Brandon, that I think you were the fast-paced first-person shooter that I think you were talking about. That looked really interesting. The Vampire game, Bloodlines 2.
Game looked good. That looked interesting.
Yeah.
That looked interesting.
I played Dirt 1. We're on the Dirt 5, that finally looks like a good game. No. But, I mean, the anchor store of this mall, right, which was supposed to be Assassin's Creed Valhalla, we got a bunch of just in-game, you know, videos. And where you know what I wanted to see? I want to see a motherfucker standing on stage with a controller in his hand playing Assassin's Creed. And if nothing else, I wanted to see a dolled-up gameplay, at least, you know, show me the HUD screen. You know, I want to see my life bar and my mini map down in the left hand corner. I want to see actual gameplay. We did not get that. That is what makes this disappointing. The graphics thing, I agree, Brandon. That is a whole other level of disappointment that I think we as a fan base need to start to wrap our minds around too.
Somebody needs to explain what is the benefit of playing Assassin's Creed is a good example. Why would I buy Assassin's Creed for my Xbox over my PlayStation?
It's going to look better.
Yeah.
It's going to look better.
On my 1080p TV that I'm going to hook it up to when I get home, you know what? I don't know that the right. Besides my 4K or 8K or 1080p graphics that I may or may not have, what is the experience difference between Xbox and PlayStation if I'm buying a third-party game? That's what Xbox should have focused on. If you have this bigger, badder system, what makes it so big and bad that I have to have it other than it's the next Xbox system?
Well, I will say, and I was telling B about this earlier, Xbox does have smart delivery, which means if you buy the game on one system, you get it for both systems. I'm not sure if PlayStation is offering that feature, which means if you buy Valhalla this year on your Xbox One X, next year, if you're still playing it, which you most likely will be, when you upgrade to an Xbox Series X, you will be able to continue playing that same game on your Series X.
But
you don't have to buy the same game twice.
That?
You know I think Jay is really right in this sense that Xbox got their chance to go first here. They had a chance with everyone sitting around doing jack shit. All the eyes on them. They beat PlayStation out of the door here. They had something lined up. They've been pumping hype. We bought it. We watched. And you know what they did? They laid an egg. And the problem with that is that Jay's right. When all things equal, why am I going to get an Xbox over a PlayStation when the exclusives on the PlayStation are absolutely phenomenal? They had a chance to get out in front of this and say, this is why we're a better system. This is why you should be excited for the Series X. And they didn't do it. And you know what? There's no coming back from that. There's no coming back from making a bad first impression, because that's what this is. This is them walking into the party and pissing down their leg because they got too excited. And so what are we supposed to go for? They're gonna put out their first party titles. They're gonna put out some more specs, some this, that, and the other. They're gonna put out a price that's achievable. But the thing is, now we all have a bad taste in our mouth, and now they're at -5, and they have to build some points just to get back to zero. And yeah. I'm sorry, but PlayStation didn't lift a finger, and they won. They won.
They got that back and said,
"Yep." Damn thing.
Yeah, I think Xbox does dig themselves into a bit of a hole here. I will also add that the conference does go into a lot of the specs about the Xbox Series X. Raise your hand if you're interested in any of that.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Telling me about teraflops. I'm gonna go get me a PlayStation 5. You keep talking teraflops, though, boy.
You know what? All I need to hear are, what are your exclusives, and tell me I can save every game I purchase on my system.
You heard it here first. The next episode of the LCG Pod will be in July, when we get the Xbox Series X exclusives from Xbox. Until then, stick with LCG Pod on all major podcast platforms. Catch us on social media at LCG Pod. And never forget, we are on IGTV. Thank you, gentlemen. We will see you next week.
Airflops.